Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you that's built on invention, innovation, and inspiration with a timeless spirit that complements your wild imagination. Over 10 years later, a steady stream of products continues to honor the It's a Thing legacy, keeping your warms warm and your colds cold. Thanks for joining us.
It's a thing. We want to help you do things right.
Your warms warms and your colds colds.
Yeah, that's literally from the Stanley website.
Yeah. Which they do, you know, it's thermoses, so they do that. But wow, there's like a lot of, that's a lot of words.
Drinkware, food storage, coolers and jugs. Yeah. Different, yeah. Stanley than the want to help you do things right Stanley, of course. But I couldn't resist.
If you missed the show where we talked about the Stanley Quencher becoming the object of hydration for so many TikTok folks.
Classic phrase, object of hydration.
I just made it weird and I don't know why.
No, I'm fascinated with that because it was right. That's what's so great. It's like, nope, those are the right words to describe it.
I'm right. Like it shouldn't be, but it is.
But they are. It is. Yeah. The weirdness is not that you phrased it that way. It's that that's thing exists that needs to be described that way.
It's like none of those things, neither one could exist without the other. You could hydrate, but you won't be hydrating the right way.
And people are like desiring to hydrate in a weird way
due to the quencher.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a weird world. It's a weird world of things, and we're happy to be back with you, friends.
And it's hard for me to admit this, Molly, on this very special episode of It's a Thing. But
oh dear,
I had a thing in our bullpen. We have a bullpen of possible things that I let spoil. I held on too long.
Oh no! Yeah. I hate that.
The Temu marketplace. I threw it in the bullpen mid January. Just let it sit there like some kind of bag of green onions that I wasn't using in my ramen.
You're like, they'll never go bad.
And they got slimy and you're like, well, if I peel off, can I? But no, Temu Marketplace, I was going to talk about as a like, hey, there's all these people downloading this thing. It's like a number one mobile app. What's the deal? Everybody's using it. It's from Pinduoduo. It's a Chinese company, latest Chinese company to find success outside of China. You know, forget Shein. Everybody's buying on Temu. And then, of course, they spent like boatloads of money on Super Bowl ads. And now everyone knows about Temu Marketplace.
Oh, no. It's like the new Wish. Temu.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you, I don't think you're too late because I watched the Super Bowl and I did not see these ads.
Oh, it didn't work. Not totally maybe they weren't like totally nationwide.
They probably were, but also it was like it happened to be a really good game, which worked in your favor because it meant that I actually was like scampering to get a new chicken wing during the commercials.
I see. Yeah. You left during commercials.
Uh-huh.
What? At the Super Bowl?
I know. It was so weird. It was actually good football. What a confusing outcome.
Every Super Bowl, I catch myself going, oh, wait, no, you should run and get something during the play.
Right. Which is normally kind of the case because
it gets
sort of boring.
Yeah, but not this year. Yeah.
No. So there you go. It's never too late. And in fact, for people who are still being like, I feel like I saw that commercial go by. What the heck is that? You're right on time.
Unlike Shein, which sells its own branded apparel, Temu is pure third party. Too. Yeah.
All
so this is
all
just
time.
Like it. This is Alibaba. This is Alipay, AliShop, except from Pinduoduo, a different company. And for whatever reason, they're being more successful with it.
Interesting. I wonder, like, does the stuff show up unlike Wish? Because it's like become a whole, it's a whole subgenre on YouTube to order stuff on Wish and like see what shows up. Like all these, you know, creators will just be like, I went shopping on Wish, and you can make all kinds of content out of that. And then weeks later be like, some came, some didn't. This was a scam. Did I get scammed on Wish?
A meat tenderizer for 69 cents, a sweater for $10, and they all showed up.
Oh, I'm doing this.
At least according to this Wall Street Journal article. Yeah.
This is very interesting. Yeah, they're totally talking about how it's like following Shein in terms of growth.
Yeah. And in terms of being a, you know, Asian company, not conquering the U.S. market or making inroads into the U.S. market.
Pinduoduo. Huh. This is super interesting. I'm reading this Wall Street Journal article that you put here, and it does go to show that Americans probably will never get tired of cheap stuff from China.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because really what they care more about is the cheap than the from China.
Deals, deals, deals. Yeah.
Meat tenderizer, 69 cents. How can I not?
I'm about to buy that. I like need one, but you don't want to spend actual money on it.
No.
Temu pledges on its website to, I shouldn't laugh, Temu pledges on its website to protect intellectual property rights, offset carbon emissions, and encrypt customer data.
Let's see, what did they leave out? Personal privacy, helping the environment, not being
not ripping off, not
a ripoff.
Right.
The stuff won't fall apart. They didn't say anything about that.
They didn't say anything about that.
Quality goods. That was the only one they were missing.
They didn't 100% promise you it'll show up either. So we'll just see.
Oh, but that too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I like this though. I feel like it's only a matter of minutes before my son brings it up.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. Well, it was a Super Bowl ad. I can't believe that it hasn't permeated a little farther already. So, okay.
Know, all right. Maybe it wasn't. I'm going to ask him if he noticed the ad. But yeah, no, I think actually, as is so often the way of it's a thing, this worked out perfectly.
Right on time.
Right on time.
We keep the things running on time.
That's right. You may not have known why you knew, but now we're here to tell you that if you know, you know. Hey-o!
A thing is never late. It arrives exactly when it means to.
Exactly. I saw, by the way, I would just like to shout out Pantene for its Thingvergence of a television commercial, which I did not see on the Super Bowl, but I did see during a sporting event, where they were talking about being a low-cost shampoo and conditioner that does plenty of bonding.
Mm-hmm.
You can have all the bonding at a quarter of the price. They also do bonds. And then they said, if you know, you know, get the bonding without the price. That was a dig at Olaplex, for those of you who didn't see that episode or hear that episode where we talked about Olaplex being such a thing. But Pantene is literally coming directly for them with two things in one commercial. You know,
that's amazing.
It was incredible. I was like, oh,
Thingpocalypse.
Thingpocalypse. Bravo, Pantene. Didn't know you had it in you.
Thanks, Pantene.
I will be using Pantene after I spend all night sweating and dancing at a rave.
What are you?
Because apparently
2020. What are you doing?
Apparently it's 1999 all over again, and raves are totally back.
No, really?
Yep.
They're back?
Wait, raves are back.
I never really understood them when I was young enough to attend. Yeah. Now they're back?
They're back. I mean, I don't even know what else to say other than not only are they back, but now we're finding articles that are like, they're back, here's what's to wear. Because because like you got to have rave fashion.
Of course. That's half the fun.
According to the 2023 Instagram trend report, 68% of Gen Z social media users plan to attend a rave this year.
Okay. So the rave was kind of like disco nostalgia in its first time through in the 90s. Mm-hmm. So this is just like nostalgia on nostalgia. How true to the rave concept are they? Are they in warehouses? Are there glow sticks? How much Molly?
I think they are. I think it's all of that. Well, because they're all super into Molly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's like really all of that. They're just making a comeback. And it sort of, you know, this article that I found about it. And then I looked up another article about the trend report. It sort of does make sense because it's like post-pandemic.
Yeah.
I guess you could see that what kids want to do is just pack into a warehouse and, you know, jam their little half naked bodies together and dance or whatever.
Where you're going with that for a second.
Dance. I was going to dancing.
Right.
They like to dance.
Artistic form of dancing that they do.
It's apparently, there's actually an article. It's funny because raves seem to come and go. Like I found one from like 2006 that was like, hey, raves are back.
Oh.
But in 2020, there was one, secret raves are back.
There were secret raves though. Millennials, you know, just keeping it secret. Whereas Gen Z is like, we're just going to have them. I'm not keeping it like, secret.
Yeah. iHeartRaves.com is in fact a happening site for popular raves and festivals in the U.S.
Wow.
I guess if festivals were going to be so huge, raves had to come out of them. Oh, I just saw a bunch of butt cheeks looking at a rave outfit. Whoops.
That's an occupational hazard if it's a thing, especially when you're dealing with raves.
It turns out people don't wear like a lot of clothes.
No, they never did at raves. That's part of it. Part of the experience. The fashion is just there to take off.
Because you're dancing, you're kind of unsweaty.
Yeah, gets hot.
There's
in there.
The Molly.
Yeah. Even before Nelly told them to, they knew what to do.
I thought you wore like big fuzzy fur coats and stuff because you like the tactile. But yeah, it's like sequins and.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that is
cowboy
amazing.
Boots, fluffy boots, and all that stuff. Yeah.
That's very funny. I suppose it really all had to happen.
That's a good one. Raves are back.
Raves, they're back.
I will not be going to one. I'm fairly certain.
I think I put this in the bullpen even maybe. No, because we did a bullpen show. So anyway, early January. But then the trends report came out and validated me. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah, good one. This is one I have just observed personally. But I think it is a trend. And I'm curious if others are seeing it in their local markets. Local news renaming itself. This was a big like ad campaign here. KCAL 9 is now KCAL News. CBS 2 is CBS LA. In other words, we understand that none of you are using channel numbers anymore. So we've rebranded to be what we are wherever you are. This is also KCAL and CBS 2 are owned by the same company. And so KCAL is being pivoted to news, whereas, you know, CBS LA is staying with the like variety of programming that CBS stations have had, you know, dramas at night and all of that. So they still have news on CBS LA, but a lot of these secondary stations have become all news because that's what people will watch locally.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. Have you noticed this in the Bay Area?
I don't know, but I have noticed radio stations not being as reliably KCYC as they used to be.
They're not worried about, because it used to be when I was in radio in the 90s, it was very much like you need to get those call signs out there so people will write them down in their diaries. Mm-hmm. That's not how it's done anymore. There's all these automatic ways to tell what radio station somebody was looking at. So it's probably not as important as it used to be.
I wonder if it's related though.
Yeah.
In some way, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Same thing with TV where it's just like, it's just CBS.
Yeah. Right?
Like it's going to be Channel 5, doesn't it?
Yeah. No one's writing things down anymore. So we could just be called CBS LA. And then if we're not on Channel 2, we're on somebody's app or we're on some YouTube TV thing where the channel number is irrelevant. Doesn't matter. We can be anywhere.
Right. And now we can just have. Either go with the big, most recognizable name like CBS or just start calling ourselves Alice. Forget about the, you know.
Yeah.
Because for a long time, it would be like the call sign and then a nickname related to it. KALC, Alice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Interesting. By the way, it is a sign of our times for sure that if you put news stations renaming call signs into DuckDuckGo, your first 50 results are all about astrology. Like. Is your zodiac sign one of the three most manipulative in astrology? Why would that? That's not related to call signs. But then the snippet that I got, the box, was call signs in the United States.
Uh-huh.
being issued by the FCC. It was the right answer. Oh my goodness. What is this world even? All right. Well, let us know. Is there a disappearance? Is there a wholesale rebranding of TV or radio call signs in your markets? And or are you still watching local news? I'm like back on local news, by the way.
Oh,
it's my
really?
Favorite thing. Super fun. Like you learn stuff about what's happening locally.
In your area that you live in. ChatGPT has just given me a treatise on broadcast networks renaming themselves. For example, a local TV station may choose to rename itself to better reflect its focus on local news. Like, I didn't want a theory of it. I just wanted to know if they're changing their names. So ChatGPT doesn't know anything.
Huh. So it gave you philosophy. The internet gave us astrology. There are no facts.
There aren't facts anymore. We're in a post-fact
local
society.
News.
Yeah.
You can get them at KCAL News CBS too.
Yes, at five. Right. Exactly. Or anytime on demand.
Anytime on demand. I was not 100% convinced that this next thing was a thing until I encountered it in the wild. Literally on a trail.
Oh.
So the
really?
Thing I'm talking, my son was like, I think like the barefoot society might be a thing.
Really?
And I was like, what? No. And then I'm on the trail yesterday, not a warm day, like 50.
Okay.
And there's a guy just hiking along in bare feet. And I was like, did you see that? To my two friends that I was with. And then my friend Mel goes, oh yeah, it's a thing. It's called grounding. And I was like, son of a biscuit. Eli was right.
Wow.
Earthing.
It has a name.
It has a name. And she was like, oh yeah, I see that guy all the time. He's just always out walking around barefoot because it's a thing on TikTok. This is from USA Today from last August. On TikTok, the hashtag earthing has more than 66 million views and hashtag grounding has 199 million. Here's why going barefoot is grabbing attention.
It's okay.
Just people not wearing shoes anymore.
50 degrees is not to me that crazy to be barefoot, right? You're
it's
not going to freeze or anything. No. I'm more worried about on public trails stepping on something, glass, needles, you know, broken beer bottles. But I don't hate this because, you know, what's something people talk about feeling good all the time, like running your toes through the grass? Well, why is that? Maybe there's something to it. Maybe there's some physiological process that, you know, just like being outside with your bare skin exposed to the sun generates vitamin D that you need. And that's why being in the sun feels good. And yes, you should protect yourself with sunscreen and stuff and all that. But like there's a reason it feels good because it's good for you. I don't know. Maybe there's something to this.
Clint Ober, author of Earthing, the Most Important Health Discovery Ever, says earthing has to do with the planet's slight negative charge and abundance of free electrons.
You lost
me. I knew I was going to ruin it for you.
It could still be good for you, just not for those reasons.
Or it could be good for you for those reasons. Those electrons are thought to be used by the body to help improve function and reduce inflammation, leading to myriad claims of health benefits.
What electrons? Everything is electrons. There are
free
no
ones.
Special electrons.
Free ones. Anything that is conductive, like a ground rod, metal, and human body, an animal that touches the earth, the body absorbs electrons from the earth and equalizes with the earth. I'm quoting from the book.
But also, there are free electrons in everything you touch, not just the earth. It's not like there's some special earth electrons.
There's earth ones. Yeah, but if you were all clothed, you're just rejecting them. Maybe that's why the kids like rave so much. All the electrons.
Maybe.
They're absorbing electrons from each other.
I'll go partway down the path that, like, you know, exposing your skin to touching natural things might have some, you know, physiological effect. And maybe it has to do with some kind of electrical current. Although you're starting to lose me. As soon as you tell me that the earth electrons are better, I'm like, no, they're really not. They're just electrons.
It's in the news.
But they're natural electrons.
They're free.
No. 100% believe this is a thing. Like, I get that.
Oh, it's definitely a thing.
And 100% believe that it probably feels good, right?
Like, it probably feels wonderful. Yeah. And it probably does, like, I bet it realigns your body because you're wearing weird shoes all the time.
Yeah, right. Like, I could buy all of that kind of stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
And that, you know, eases blood flow because you're not kind of like compressing your sciatica. Like, I'm sure that there are a million reasons that this legitimately works.
Or
and also
similar to like how skin on skin, you know, like, for babies, it's important that they feel the skin, like it causes physiological processes. Maybe there's some similar thing where, like, when our bodies feel dirt, like, we just evolve to sort of like have a physiological process that says, ah, you're back on ground, you're safe, you know, and releases things that it doesn't if you have shoes and socks on.
It could be.
That's all possible to me. I'm not discounting any of that.
Critics argue there are too few studies and insufficient evidence to support claims that everything like reduce chronic stress and get rid of inflammation and pain and poor sleep. And yet it doesn't, it makes people feel good. Seems like it just makes people feel good.
That's the other thing, is like, it also might not do any of those things. The fact that it makes you feel good doesn't mean it does or doesn't do them. But, you know, it feels good to it.
I feel like, I actually think that there probably is a pretty easy to make correlation between it feels really good and that makes people healthier.
Yeah. Feeling good definitely will make you, like, tilt you towards healthier, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'll buy that 1,000%.
That guy on the trail looked extremely peaceful.
Now, there's a little, you know, there's things, there are the things of like, but be careful, don't step on glass and metal and get tetanus, you know, and,
sure.
And there's responsibilities, but obviously you can figure that out. And also wash your feet when you get home.
You are such a mom. You're hilarious.
Lick your feet after earthing.
Trail, you're just walking on the dirt. Anyway, I couldn't find that much about barefoot society. I don't know if that's a thing, but earthing and grounding.
That's great.
Definitely.
Oh, I love this. This is a good find. Well done.
What a fun show.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's get to your things. Feedback at itsathing.me. Both Chip from Boston and Ryan in Minneapolis pointed out how close the Super Bowl score was to the supposedly scripted score we mentioned last week. The scripted score, when we were talking about, you know, oh, the Super Bowl is scripted as a thing, was 37-34. The actual score was 38-35.
Let me just tell you that the internet was ablaze when that holding call happened right at the end. That was definitely on the line, right? Like, it could have gone, it could have been a let him play call 9 times out of 10. And the internet was like, that's the script.
It's the script. The script.
And I mean, it sort of felt like it. Once you start thinking too much about the script, it's hard to look away from the script. Yeah.
You know, everybody just go out and do some earthing. You'll feel better.
You'll feel better. You don't need to sink into these conspiracy into the theories, my friends.
But it was good. I love that it was that close. Like, it's just tantalizing. It's so big.
At one point, my son and I literally looked at each other and we were like, that's pretty good.
Bet the script. Always bet the script.
Always bet the script. Noted Australian Lee Price had some thoughts on the bonus content where we were talking about different cities that could host a fashion week. In response to the pre-show, I can confirm I audibly snorted at the very thought of Perth Fashion Week. This is a city that only started seeing 7-Eleven stores for the first time in the last few years with lines around the block.
Wow.
I'm sure they're just about to see the first glimpses of 90s revival fashion any day now. To their credit, Rottnest Island, just near Perth, though, is the world's only natural home to quokkas. Aww. And there's a picture of Lee Price with quokkas.
That's awesome. Lee, thank you for sending the quokka pictures. That's great.
We're also a thing. Yes, exactly. If you don't know how Lee managed to get the pre-show, FYI, it's because he's a patron. Patreon.com/itsathing. Just throwing that out there.
Woohoo. That's awesome. Thank you, Lee Price. And then Vince Power in our Discord had this question. Pointing to a link at lego.com to the BTS Dynamite Lego set. Does this count as peak thing? It's coming March 1st.
Dude, step aside, Pantene.
So the best part about this is my sister-in-law is she and her husband both are big Lego fans. They do tons of Lego things. They have these great Lego sets that they've constructed and everything. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, my wife and I are BTS fans. So my sister-in-law was extremely excited on our little family group chat to be like, did you all see this? I'm going to get one. And Eileen and I are like, yeah, I don't know if we need that. We've spent so much money on other merch. So they're like, we'll get it. We'll do it. And it was like, it was this family coming together thing where the streams crossed. So it was excited. And so I was really glad to see Vince Power mention it in the Discord too.
And therefore, I think we can agree it is also definitely Thingvergence.
Oh yeah,
bringing people together,
BTS army, Lego enthusiasts, those are two huge fandoms crossing. Yeah,
that's major. That is major. Mm-hmm. Thanks to everybody who sent us feedback at itsathing.me is where you can send us your things, correct us. Doesn't happen that often because it's a fully subjective show, which is yes. One of our goals here. Nailed yeah. It
send but, us you your know, things though, add on. All the time,
please. Keep them coming. And corrections, we're open.
Yeah, if we make a mistake, we'll own it.
Speaking of our patrons, it is our favorite time of the show, the shout outs. For those of you who support us at the shout out level at patreon.com/itsathing, this week's custom shout outs, handcrafted by Rich Stroffolino in his lab, his lair in Ohio, which is a thing all its own, are based on Edge Magazine's 1996 Essential Hardware Guide to the Nintendo Virtual Boy.
So Rich was hosting Daily Tech News Show, and on the post show this week, he was showing just how horribly laid out Edge Magazine was. And now I know why he was looking at Edge Magazine. It all comes together.
I thought you were going to say that that's like where the idea came from because you started talking about this, but no, his fever brain had already conjured it.
I imagine so. Yeah.
How does he do it?
This is fantastic. All right, I'll kick us off. Here we go. Created by Lee Price's design guru, Gabriel Cohen, whose past glories include hardware such as the game Benjamin Forrest and such sterling software as Super Miranda Janelle, the virtual Andrew Bradley was something of a mysterious patron to be born of the world's largest video games company. Unusually, it was a Louis Saint-Amour that didn't achieve a universal level of desirability prior to his launch. Conversely, the Super Mike Akins had been spoken of in hushed, sacramental tones by all within the James C. Smith community months before his first public airing in 1990. And right now, the Eric Duncan 64 is generating similar levels of frenzied pre-launch speculation.
What certainly didn't help Kevin Sill's plans was the rush of opinion offered at Joe Hood's unveiling at last year's Jake Woods show in Chibi, Japan. Most was less than optimistic and some downright damning. The key area of criticism, as is so often the case with the new Lara Abel, was her range of Morris Jones at launch. Uninspired came some of the kinder reports.
Oh, the poor virtual boy.
The poor virtual boy. My goodness. You really get the heartbreak. The pathos comes through even with the patrons here to soften the blow.
It really did. Thank you, patrons, for supporting the show and allowing us to immortalize you in the story of the virtual boy. Thank you for letting us do this show where Molly shops during the show quite often, which has led us to realize we should all get in on the fun. And we have now officially launched the itsathing.me shop at itsathing.me/shop.
This is incredible, by the way. Shout out right back to producer Rich, who put mm-hmm. this together and who not only collected so many of the things that we've talked about in the past, he gave them all little cute taglines.
Face stickers. It's like a tattoo for cowards.
That is exactly where I was going. Yep. Bluntstones. Cute boots.
Lego. I mean, it's a thing is not responsible for inevitable foot contusions.
Romanov caviar. Czar on the street. Also czar in the sheets.
Beret. Are berets back? If so, you'll be ready.
The Stanley Tumbler, to circle back to the beginning of the show. Too much water or never enough?
All caps.
All caps. And then the buttons say, buy this thing.
Buy this thing. It's amazing.
Like, this is so good.
Oh my God, this is so good, Rich.
Rich, you're so good at stuff.
You are good at things, literally.
All the things can be found for purchase. And I can't believe that I didn't manage to come up with more things to buy this week. But don't you worry. I'm out in the world and I'm looking. Mm-hmm. It's a thing.me/shop. Incredible. And patreon.com one more time /it's a thing. If you want to get our pre-show, our Discord, and an ad-free RSS feed, and just support us and keep us going because it makes us feel great. And also, we do the show every week.
Yeah. Also, don't forget to email. Email us your things. feedback@it'sathing.me.
Woohoo! See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Just politicians.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.